This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening. Welcome. It's full time. The match has just finished down at Villa Park. It's finished Villa 2, Leicester 4. Hope you've all enjoyed the watch along with Elijah, Michael, Jono and everybody else who was part of that. So thanks to those guys. Hopefully they're going to click on here. But we want your views. We want your comments. Three new players. All had a decent game, all had some impact. Want to know what's your take on the signings? Let's not get carried too away, but that was a big win today. We needed that. So for the next 20, 30 minutes, get your views in, get your comments in. Join us on the link that's in there in this afternoon's post-match fan show. Yes, this is the post-match fan show. We're going to get as many fans on one by one, and I want their views. So I'm going to add Elijah and Jono in very, very shortly to get their views in. Let's start with Elijah. Elijah, are you ready? Here he goes, straight in there. Elijah, thanks for doing the watch-along show.
Cheers.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. I'm trying to get as many fans on tonight, Elijah. So over to you. What was your take on today? What's your view on the three new boys?
It's time for the title charge to start, isn't it?
We've got done a full swing already onto that, have we?
No, but joking aside, I think they've all made a pretty good impact so far. I think of the three, Harry Suter still has the most settling in to do. He looked a little bit shaky at times in defense. I don't think we can really blame him for the own goal. I think that was just another unfortunate deflection. If I'm going to give a pass to Voutfass against Liverpool, I'm giving a pass to Harry Suter there. I think that he does a good job of getting physical in central defense, which is something we've really been looking for. Victor Christensen, I think he's offering us that really good depth that we need in left back. Exactly the kind of stuff we're looking for. We now look as strong there as we do on the right with Castagna. And then Tete, what a man. I think he absolutely turned this match around for us. He and Iheanacho just put in a performance for the ages. And I said it at the end of the watch along as well that Jamie mentions in the famous aftermatch show, like, where has Fox's Never Quit gone? We were losing this match at two different points, and we came back to win by two goals. These new signings, I'm not sure if it's all them or if maybe something just got refreshed mentally for us, but there's a fight in this team again. And that is giving me a lot of confidence that we will stay in the Premier League, and I can see us making a charge for mid-table.
Brilliant, Elijah. Thanks a lot for doing the watch along. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get people on one by one and get as many chats on. Thanks, Elijah. Great to have you doing that today. Cheers, pal. Thanks a lot to Elijah. I know Jono's waiting. I know the famous Aftermath show host, Jamie, is all the way from Alcudia. I'm going to get them both on. Baz says, well done, boys. Amazing what you get when you attack teams. It was definitely more progressive, wasn't it, Baz? Get your views in, get your comments in. Do you agree with Baz? Mike says, Tete was awesome and Christensen was too. Suter needs a bit of time, but looks solid. Yeah, probably, Mike. I think you probably summed it up nicely there. Jason says both defences were absolutely shocking. Could have easily gone the other way or finished 5-5. It was an entertaining game. It often is entertaining, Jason, over at Villa. Nick says he's over the moon with that performance. The new lads fitting in nicely. Nacho as well. Look, one of the old lads. We've been saying for so many weeks, let's see a bit of Nacho. Kevin says, I was more impressed with the desire to get back in the game when we conceded. Not seen that in a long while. Andy says, so much better when we play attacking football. Long may it last. LCFC Gray says, we look forward going good again. Let's get Jamie in first. Then, Jono, I'll get you on. Because Jamie is walking around Alcudia. Looks a bit nippy there, mate.
It is a bit cold here this week, pal. The last few weeks haven't been the best, but hey-ho, hey-ho. Anyway, didn't we need that today, Phil? Didn't we need them 3 points today?
Yeah, we did, Jamie. What's your biggest impact today? Is it Nacho? Is it Tete? Is it the lads actually look like they wanted to give it a try and Foxes never quit?
Yeah, I think Nacho was the biggest. Oh, no, sorry, let's get that wrong. Tete was the biggest influence. I think Nacho works well with him. He gets more chances. He didn't have to drop deep because Tete, even Barnes was doing it as well. Barnes was driving at him a bit. It was a bit disappointing the first 10 minutes. I don't think Tete touched the ball at all in the first 10 minutes until he made that run down the wing. But he has got a bit of Brazilian skill, hasn't he? He really likes the tricks and the flicks. And
well, John Lloyd says here, I think I've got a bit of a man crush already on Tete.
Well, whatever floats your boat. But I think we fully deserved it. I really do. And it just got rounded off with old DP scoring. I thought that was fantastic. And the way he was precise with it to actually put it in the box, in the back of the net. But yeah, we deserved that, Phil. I thought we thoroughly deserved it. We grew into the game again, a bit like the Warsaw one last week. But we grew into the game. And there was a bit of fight. There was a bit of passion. There was a bit of spirit. We wanted to get back into that game. And I think the three new signings did well. Christiansen, he's going to look brilliant at left back. Suter, yes, he had a good game. Not a brilliant game, but a good game. But it's his first game. He's only had two training sessions and it's his first time in the Premiership. So, yeah, looking good at the minute. I'm not getting too excited yet, no. Phil, but it's a start. You need a start and that's a good start.
I know you love a bit of DP, so that was good to see him get that goal, wasn't it, Jamie? You do like
DP,
the missus
was wondering why I was running around the house when he scored like that.
Noel says here, Nacho and Tete split the defence. Awesome. I mean, Nacho, Jamie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Nacho. A goal and two assists. You can't fault his effort. He's like that. He needs to start more regularly. And I think now Tete and Barnes on either side will create more chances. Because when he was at Man City, he's got a lot of goals just being in the box and creating chances. And that's what will happen. He will score goals. I mean, what a cross by... Who was it? Was it Barnes who crossed?
Barnes,
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Cracking cross. That's what we're lacking. We needed a fox in the box. We haven't had a fox in the box since, I don't know, Matty Fryer, even before that. Tony Cotty. So we need someone that can put the ball in the back of the net regular. And if he keeps getting chances like that, yes, Nacho misses one. Like he missed the one in the first, just after the second half, which I think would have killed the game off. But we need... We need to make chances and someone confidence. That's what it is. Confidence with Nacho. And I think we'll do well with him, pal.
Jamie, before I let you go, just talk us through your show tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Who have you got on and what you're chatting about?
No, it's just fans tomorrow. Just fans. So any fans that want to come on, just normal run-of-the-mill fans, no sport reporters, no nothing like that.
Just
run-of-the-mill.
A cup of tea.
And we're going to discuss that game. We're going to dissect the game completely.
All right.
But it's nice to have a smile on the faces on a Saturday night, isn't it?
Makes a change. Thanks, Jamie. So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
I'm there next week. Remember, lads and lasses, I'm back next week.
Jamie's buying the beers next Saturday before the Spurs game. Thanks, Jamie. We'll see you in the pub.
See you later, lads.
All right. See you in a bit. Cheers. That's Jamie. Thanks a lot for Jamie. Let's get some more of your comments on before I get Jono on. Jason says here, he says, Maddison and Youri Tielemans should really consider staying. Well, Jason, again, we'll probably talk on this on Monday night. And I want to talk about Tielemans because he's starting to run the clock down on his contract, Jason. And you start to wonder, is that getting a bit dicey for him? Because if he was to have a big injury now and not have a contract, that's not the greatest place to be. So perhaps he may consider signing his contract. You just don't know. The councillor, good evening, sir, says, Phil, Jamie, what a great result. What a debut from Tete. Yeah, it was a good debut, wasn't it? JC right wing is watching, saying great game from Cyprus. Jason comes on here. Jason Mills says, the build-up for the third goal was sublime. Pass from Kinn and Dewsbury Hall to Barnes. Touchback to Barnes. Christiansen, then the cross. Ooh, suits you, sir. Let's get Jono on for his views. Jono?
Hello, Phil.
How are you? get your views in, Jono. It's nice to feel happy on a Saturday night.
It's not ruined the weekend. The first 20 minutes I thought was poor. We took a while to grow into the game, but as soon as Tete in actual medicine woke up, oh, beautiful. Like, even when we went down, we were like, right, come on. Madison gets his goal. Sute gets a really horrible deflection, got back into the game again. And then just ever since then, we were just on them. Like, towards the end of the second half, yes, Villa had more of the opportunities, but we were just there. Defensively, we were much better. Not as good. That's the only bad thing about today is that Ward has to go. Ward is the only player, I think, who did look really poor today. But Iheanacho, for me, was just unreal. And so is Tete.
Yeah, Fox is here, says ole ole. We've got Tete. I think he is going to be the big talking point after today's game, isn't he? Because we've talked many, many times, probably since Riyad Mahrez has left. We've tried to put somebody into that role. Under came over and it just didn't work out. Lookman probably was working out and most fans would have signed him. But we really haven't solved that situation since Riyad Mahrez went. And let's not get carried away, but Tete finally looks like somebody who could at least get you off your seat a bit.
Yeah, he looks like a player who wants to push. Like he wants to play runs at defenders and cause them a bit of problems. And then, he was an unsung hero. Like he's just pushing at defenders. When you push defenders, that's what causes a problem. If you're just passing the ball backwards, that doesn't threaten defenders. You're just trying to find a gap that might not even be there. So yeah, Tete was unbelievable. But I think a player that's gone under the radar today, I think who deserves a mention was KDH. Because he was outstanding. Like that's the Kindred's Behold that was playing before he got that new contract. Because that second goal was all him. He just pressed the ball, gave the ball to, got the ball, got the great tackle. So yeah, definitely Kindred's Behold as well was a great asset today.
Wayne says here they've had one game, but I think all three new signings woke the team up. Much needed, Jono. That's the last question I'm going to give you. An injection of faces.
Yeah,
makes everybody else think, like Wayne is saying here, I've got to play my A game today, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, Daniel Amati's thinking, if I want to be back in this team, I need to play well. You know what I mean? Like, Drewsbury, Tielemans, Madison, if they're thinking, if I don't play well, I can get replaced. Even the CDMs, like if Mendy or Sumari doesn't play well, they will get replaced. So it's a massive wake-up call this team needed. And Brandon's finally got what he's wanted and got the attacking players. Defensively, we still look iffy. I'm not saying we've fixed everything. Defensively, we still look iffy, but we've got the players that he's wanting. We're playing better attacking football.
Jono, thanks so much for joining us and thanks for being part of the Watch Along show earlier as well. That's great to have you.
No problem. See you later, Phil.
We'll let Jono go. Don't forget, if you do want to come on and give us your views, you can click on the link. I've shared it several times. It's in the description. It's also in the comments. Click on it wherever you're watching from and you can get your views in. I've got Sean is going to be on very, very shortly. And Dalbster, I'm going to add you in. Dalbster, what's your real name, mate? That's all I can see in there.
My name's Ryan.
Ryan. All right, Ryan. It's over to you. What's your take on today?
I have to say, it was a very, very good performance. The first half, I don't think it was particularly great at times, but the reaction to going behind was really, really good. Really, really encouraging, I have to say.
So Ryan, that's probably one of the biggest things you're taking from today. For a change, we go a goal behind. Well, and actually, it's nice to see the players getting straight back in there.
Yeah, the reaction was really, really good. And that's something that we've badly missed throughout the season, really, because when we've normally gone behind, we've tended to crumble and fall away and crumble. But I think what has impressed me more today has been the signings that started the game. Christensen, fantastic. And Tete in particular. What a game he had. What a game he had. Don't think he gave the ball away. But I don't think he gave the ball away once, I don't think.
Yeah, a great start for him. Tony heard us this, Ryan. I wonder if you want to answer Tony. He says, amazing how no one's giving the manager any credit, yet we're lightning quick to jump on his back when things don't go right. So Tony asks, and I'm going to let you answer, Ryan. What do you think? Do you think Brendan has now, he's got three signings in. Do you think this will be, do we now have to give a bit of a chance now to Brendan to prove that actually, you know, without players, what did we all expect him to do?
I have to say, yeah, I think you have to give him a chance now that he's got the players now that he's wanted in key areas that he really wanted to address because he didn't get that in the summer. Now he's got a couple of players in through the door. Now he can use those players to make his preferred system more effective. Now Maddison can go into a number 10 position. Now that Tete has signed, he can go to the right hand side. So yeah, I think Brendan deserves a bit more credit. We haven't really given him that much credit really when we should be doing.
Ryan says here Nacho has to start. Noel says Nacho and Tete have to start. Ryan, Chris Hallam says here, we just need to tighten up at the back and we'll do well. So I'm going to let you go now, Ryan, because Tom's just clicked in.
Okay.
But Ryan, thanks a lot for getting involved. It's been great to get you on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Cheers, mate. Sean, hold tight. We will get you on. Don't worry, Sean. I will get you on tonight. I promise, mate. Tom, you've been at the game. Sounded a good atmosphere today from the Leicester fans.
Oh, atmosphere was second to none. Even when they scored early, it was the Leicester fans who were making all the noise. And hey, what a performance from the team. Yeah, we're still defensively looking a bit shaky at the back. But, you know, the first goal, what more can you say? It's a crossbar. It could have landed anywhere, but it falls straight to Ollie Watkins. Second goal, what? Again, ball played across the box and Harry Shute is very unlucky. It goes into his own net. Bar that, I thought we defending in numbers. We defended horrifically at the time. We chucked our bodies on the line when we needed to. And look, Victor Christian, the left-back, is a big shout for me today. What a performance from that young man. A 20-year-old to come in on your Premier League debut and mark two wingers out the game the way he did. Fair play to him.
Tom, a lot of the chat has been, and I'm disappointed I wasn't at the game to see it. It's about Tete, because we were just saying, finally, even more so than Luckman and certainly more than Under, probably the most exciting player since we've seen Riyad Mahrez. Let's not get carried away, but how was it in real life today?
Scary to watch. The bloke's feet are quicker than anything I've ever seen. Quicker than Mahrez's feet. The bloke's Brazilian, you can tell. The ability he's got is scary. He's not scared to call for the ball when he's got men around him. And I think we've seen in a long time since we had a winger who wanted the ball when he's got three men around. He was crying out for it many times. And in the second half, you can see his confidence was up and very unlucky not to get a second goal when you tried to bend one in. He looks a class act. And look, let's not carry away. It's one game. But if he plays like that for the rest of the season, Leicester are going to have to pay some serious money in the summer to get him a permanent deal, because he looks at the real deal, if I'm honest, yeah.
With the games coming up, Tom, we really did need a win. That puts us on 21 points, the same as Forest, who play Leeds tomorrow. And it puts us towards the top of, or getting towards the top of the rest of the teams, Tom. So it was very much needed today.
Oh, massively. And look, we say about today, but for me, Tottenham game is a winnable game. You know, they're not on a great run of form at the moment, so we shouldn't be going into that game worried. You know, the two after that, obviously Man United, then Arsenal. Yeah, they are games where if we get something from it, it's a bonus. But for me, the next two games are the games we had to go and get 6 points from. And, you know, if we're going to get 3 points against Tottenham, it's been a good couple of weeks. And, you know, you could see the confidence in the second half. We're just starting to come back into the team with winning games of football. And I said from the start, a couple of weeks ago after the Forest game, you've got to turn those losses into draws. You then got to turn the draws into, you know, wins. It's the way we've done it. And hopefully now we can kick on. And look, after we get the Man United Tottenham, obviously Chelsea coming to town with their £600 million squad they put together in January. But look, let's not get carried away. It's a good win. It's a win that we needed. We needed to get that win after the World Cup as quick as we could after losing so many football games and losing the way we had lost. And today, you know, it looked more balanced. On the only one side I'm going to sit here and say, people are still criticising, is we did look weak in the belly. And for me, you can't play Tielemans and KDH in the middle of the park. We look weak. We look fragile. Teams could play through us very easy with them two there because both want to press forward and there was no one really sitting. So I'd say that's the only thing with the team selection that worries me. If we're going to play that every weekend to better teams, you've got to pick Ndidi, Mendy, or Samari there to try and block the, you know, the through balls, because there was too many in the first half that they got through as very easily. So, lot to come to positive day, a couple of negatives, but it's a massive win, and to do it at Villa Park, it's always good to go and win at Villa Park, especially after a few years.
Brilliant, Tom. Listen, will you join us on Monday night, maybe, to get a bit more details from you?
Of course I will, mate. I'll speak to you Monday night, Phil. Thanks, everyone.
All right, have a safe journey. Thanks, Tom. See you soon.
Mate. Bye.
I'll let Tom go. Keep getting your comments in. I'm going to get Sean in for his reaction next. Daniel says Suter is Huth reborn. I quite like what I saw from Suter today. It wasn't perfect, and he was very unlucky with that own goal, but I thought he looked solid. Michael says, we will always ship goals as long as Brendan is the manager, but four goals, who cares? It is one of those. I'll tell you what, it was just refreshing to see us score some goals. Dorco says, can't be many players who've scored an own goal on their debut. It's a quiz question, that one is, Dorco. There's got to be a few, but I felt sorry for him when it happened. Andrew says, still think we need a new number one keeper. I agree, Andrew. Let's discuss that on Monday. Ward, I agree with you. That's all I'll say, Andrew. We'll have a proper chat about that on there. Because Andy's right. We just need to take one game at a time. It's Spurs next Saturday. But Andy, like Tom said, Spurs at home. That is winnable. That is, you know, if we play like this today, we can do that. Sean, I'm going to add you in. Here he comes. Sean, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Sean, wait for a second. I thought you got an Arsenal shirt on, Sean. Just what shirt?
No.
Tell me. Come on.
That is my second team. But my first team is,
is it Rotherham?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
That, well, we're all entitled to have a second team. I don't like to say it, but I used to give Preston a little watch out. I was up that when they were bottom of the fourth division until we started playing them. And then, anyway, Sean, let's not talk about football shirts or Preston or Rotherham. No. Are you pleased about Leicester today?
I am happy to hear that. With the result,
yes,
and it was a more I didn't watch it anything, but I need to keep up watching the highlights.
Yes, so, absolutely. But Sean, we've not had a score prediction from you in a while. 4-2, no. that's the sort of scoreline you'd normally go for. It's nice to see four goals for Leicester, isn't it?
Brazil player, he looks really good.
He does. I've got a couple of comments here, Sean. Hang tight. Chris says, I don't agree with having to pick Mendy or Ndidi. This is what Tom's saying. Pick your strongest midfielder. Yuri could play the Pirlo role and tell him to sit, which is interesting. Heiner says Tete looks very good. Ryan says Ward is a championship goalkeeper. What, Sean, just before I let you go, what do you think about Danny Ward in goal? Are you happy with Danny Ward, or do you think after Casper, do you think we...
I think give him a chance. I think he might be good. I know he's upsetting about Michael, but I think he's next. Casper Schmeichel is good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sean, thanks so much for joining us, getting your views on. Go and change your shirt for a blue one for next week, okay? We'll see you at the Spurs game. See you, Sean. Cheers, mate. As ever, great to get Sean on. And as Michael says, Sean's excited. Love it. Thank you, Michael, as well, for being on the watch along. Great to have you getting excited. Four goals to get excited over. Go and watch it back. We'll probably edit it, and I'm sure show you what Michael's up to. Craig says, Ward's problem is a lack of agility. He isn't mobile enough. Michael says, we're not going to play a six. KDH, Madajuri is our best midfield. Brendan wants to go forward. I quite like it, Michael. I agree. Go forward rather than sit back. Jono's clicked on. Jono Towers. Jono, good afternoon.
Hi, Phil.
it's nice to be happy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm encouraged from today. It feels a lot more encouraging from the doom and gloom since the World Cup. I think the three signings today looked really special. I think Christiansen was the star out of the three for me, but they all played really well and made a real difference. I think he could be a really, really good signing for us. He looks really solid.
It's right. It was frightening to watch him today and think he's only 20, Jono, yeah. Because he actually, he was asking for the ball and he was asking for, you know, people put it there and he was being quite demanding at times, which is nice to see. And again, I've been quite a fan of Luke Thomas, wanting him to do well, but I think I probably would argue after today's performance and Christiansen looked probably a little bit better. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think on today's performance, it's definitely a step up from Luke Thomas, but it gives Thomas the opportunity to possibly take that back seat and you know, a little bit of competition for the pair of them, just to, you know, both of them probably need to improve. At their age they're at, they've obviously got a lot of improvement to do, but Christiansen definitely looks the better of the two, in my view. It looked like they were trying to target that left side in the first half. They were continually channeling it down that side. I wonder whether they, like other teams have done against us this season, sort of done that and worked on that tactic throughout the week, thinking that Thomas might start. And unfortunately, I think Christiansen really sort of coped with it really well. So I'm really encouraged with him. Tete as well looks as close, the closest thing to Mahrez that we've had since Mahrez. Yeah, I mean, early days for him, isn't it? But encouraged to see that we might have a bit of balance in the side now if he can continue to play.
My understanding with Tete is, and I could well be wrong on this, but from what I was, the way I was reading his loan deal is that we do have an option to buy him. That's my understanding of his loan deal, but don't quote me on that. Lee Springthorpe says, great result, bring on Spurs. Dan Fox says, Fies was good today. I still worry about Barnes. He looks short on confidence. I would probably agree with you, Daniel, on that. Suter, Gerard, I put this up on there. Suter is from my home country. He's Australian, isn't he, Jono, I believe. I hope you guys like him. And Jared says, I was watching the game live as the match started at 2 a.m. He was unlucky with that own goal, but I thought generally had looked like he could make the step up from the Championship. Jono, do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely an encouraging start, other than the own goal, of course. A bit unlucky with that. But he looks a unit, doesn't he? And from that perspective, he gives us a bit more reassurance on things like set pieces. I think he looks like he isn't slow either, and he can play a pass. So I think, again, it could be a really good signing. I think today, a bit of a baptism fire, you might say, you know, in at the deep end. But I think once things settle down and he settles into the side, I think, again, he could be a really good, solid signing for us. I think that that sort of player sort of really fits our mould in terms of a club.
I'm just, Jono, I'm going to add Elijah and other Jono back in if they're ready just to come back in, because I just want to ask all four of you. I'll start with Elijah. Just before we finish off, obviously tomorrow we've got the Aftermath show, Monday we've got the Fan Zone show, so we can get into more depth. But Elijah, just wanted to pick your brains on having Maddison back and Maddison playing in what should be his proper role again today. We've not mentioned Maddison at all in this 28 minutes so far, really. What was your take on his performance today?
Well, I think one of the big things that we've been seeing from Maddison is that we're kind of letting him be creative again. When we put him on that wing, a lot of what he would commonly do is cut back inside because that's what felt more natural to him. But it meant that a lot of his play was a little bit forced. We as a club have been focusing a lot on playing through the wing, and I think we saw a little bit less from him today because Tete and Barnes got to shine so much today in that more 4-3-3 type formation. So Maddison, I think we can start to probably see him have a little bit more of a diminished role in terms of that build-up play, because we're going to be seeing more of Tete and Barnes. But I think what we're going to see from him in those lesser moments is going to be of higher quality than what we've seen from him while we were playing him on the wing. We're going to see more creativity, more skill dribbling, and better passes.
And we've just had a question here. Nick Moore says, Nacho man of the match. So I think we'll finish with that one. Elijah, if you just wrap us up with who was your man of the match.
It's tight for me. I'm giving it to Tete because I think he had more potential to be shaky, being that new player who hasn't had the chance to really mesh with the squad as much. Nacho deserves an immense shout out. He did incredibly, and it's very, very close. It's just the newness of Tete just edges him out for me.
Jono Towers, who was your man of the match?
Yeah, I mean, I think Nacho had a really good game. So I'd probably agree with that, I'll be honest. But I was really encouraged by all the three new players that came in. I think, as I say, Christiansen for me was the one that really shone for me. But Tete as well, really excited to see him here.
And fantastic.
There's a lot more to come. But yeah, Nacho for me.
Nacho for you. Other Jono?
Oh, near Nacho. You know, we've been crying, screaming for your Nacho. FA Cup, scored a goal. He went, you know what, Inacho, you have your chance now. You go for it. And by God, did he take it. He deserved every ounce of that credit, mini percent, Inacho man of the match.
Fantastic. Thanks. Elijah's just gone. He's back. Elijah, Jono and Jono, thanks a lot for joining and being part of the show. We'll see you all very soon.
Cheers, Phil.
Okay. Cheers, guys. Bye. We'll let them go. You've got just a few seconds to put on who you think was man of the match, and I'll put as many up on screen to finish the show off. Was it Nacho? Was it Tete? I'd maybe chuck Maddison in there, a little bit of a shout. Maybe Christiansen as well. There was quite a few players had decent games today. Let's see who you lot think is in there. Scott saying Tete. It'd be hard not to give it to Tete because it was his debut. Michael's... Go on, Jono. You click back in, yes?
As Elijah would know, this is the man of the match.
You lucky fox.
As soon as I brought this guy out, we won.
It's a mandatory for every watch-along from here on out.
That's the man of the match.
Thanks, guys. Michael says it was Brendan Rodgers was man of the match. Counselor says Nacho. Gerard says Tete, man of the match for me. Golachik. How am I meant to say that, Nick? I'm going to try it. Golichi. Okay, I see what you're doing there, going for Nacho. Dara, let's talk about that on Monday, about Jamie Vardy. I thought he looked all right. I think Jamie Vardy is a sub now, if you ask me. Ryan says in here, Nacho. Nick was saying, who was yours, Phil? I think I'd have to give it to Tete. It's his debut. He's one of those players we've been crying out for, a bit like Mahrez, a bit like Lookman, where he gets the ball, you start to get out of your seat a little bit because you think he's going to do something. So it was great to see him there in there. Lee Springthorpe goes for Victor. Paul says Tete is the answer. Gerard says Nacho was a close second. Keep getting them in. We've got just a moment to. Tete, man of the match, his first game and rising to the top. Noel, that's what I probably agree with you. Although Daniel's going for Christiansen. So's Paula. Andy says, I have to give it to Nacho. Tete was fantastic, but Nacho just wanted it. It's great to see. Like Jono said, we have all been saying get Nacho in the team. Again, he's one of these, always tends to give you a 7 out of 10 sort of performance, Nacho. Rarely is it a 10 out of 10, but rarely is it that 6 or 5. He's you sort of know what you get with him. So it's been great. Thanks a lot to Elijah, Michael, for hosting and running the watch along. For everybody who joined on that, Jono and everybody else. Thanks for Tom, who's clicked on here, Sean, everybody. And most importantly, thank you for all your comments in there. Dorco saying, Amati back next week. He was ill today. Hope his illness lasts a bit longer. That's a bit harsh, Dorco. We don't want to wish anybody to be ill. But I think, listen, we bought Suter and he is going to get in there. Michael gets the last comment. He says, you get goals. It's nice to be happy at 5:30 on a Saturday. Just to let you know, we are 13th place on 21 points. We need Forest against Leeds tomorrow. We probably need that to be a draw, I'm guessing. I don't know what you guys think. But join Jamie from the Foxes Arms at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, live from Alcudia, from the Foxes Arms. And let him know, well, what you thought about today, what you think about next week at Spurs, what you think about Leeds against Forest. We want to know all your views tomorrow morning. I'll be back here at 7:30 on Monday night. We'll talk about all things. I do want to talk about Danny Ward a little bit on Monday. Matters, Tete, we'll have all calmed down a little bit by then, so we can perhaps watch it on Match of the Day tonight and think, a little bit more about it in detail. But thanks for everybody who's watched. Thanks for all your views and all your comments. I'll see you Monday night. Happy days.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everards, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co. Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.